Burns on ABC Radio Melbourne.
You're with Rochelle Hunt and Brian Nankervis on ABC Radio Melbourne.
An age-old question, Rochelle. Is your child gifted?
Mm-hmm.
Their drawings of stick figures could tell you. A new study says that the real key to finding out if you have a genius on your hands is looking for freckles, goatees and other exceptional items in their art.
Sven Matthijssen has a PhD candidate and a psychologist at Radboud University in the Netherlands and is also a co-author of a study that analyses the drawings of young children to assess whether or not they are gifted. He joins you now on Breakfast. Sven, according to your study, what are we looking for in our children's drawings to see if they're gifted or not?
Well, it's really hard to tell at this point, to tell if they are gifted purely based on the drawings. But what we did was assessing or analyzing those drawings and look for exceptional items. So items that were only present within the gifted population and not in the non-gifted population. And that is when we found, some items like freckles or like a goatee, which were only present in the Yuma figure drawings of gifted children. So not only stickman figures, but human figure drawings.
Sven, the other aspect that I liked was that you identified that if the child drew a person's head from the side, that indicated...
the profile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what did that indicate?
Well, still, we don't know. We're not sure right now. What I would like to emphasize is that we are currently in a trajectory of studies, a series of studies, and we try to develop a screening instrument with which we can analyze those drawings. So we're not that far. We hope to be to have a screening instrument eventually with which we can say, hey, this stands out. This is remarkable. Now we should keep our eyes on these children. But purely based on single items, I would strongly discourage that at this point.
So why drawings, Sven? What makes this something appropriate to analyze? What have we analyzed previously to give us any data?
Well, mostly a full diagnostic assessment is done. And most of the times, of course, intelligence is assessed and creativity and the social-emotional development. Why do we look at drawings? Because drawing is something universal and something that children do at a very young age, even before they go to school. So when we can identify those children, even before they go to school, on things that stand out, that are remarkable and exceptional, and we can find those children in an early stage. And with those children, I mean those for whom the standard curriculum is not sufficient, then we can early intervene and make sure the needs of these children are met at school.
Sven, what specific age are we talking about here?
The study that was in the Guardian that said that was about children aged 7 to 9 year old. But we want to take it a step earlier. We want to go to younger children, so even preschoolers, 3 to 6 year olds.
And the concept of a gifted child, it's quite a vague concept, really, isn't it? What determines giftedness?
Yeah, I think any answer I'm going to give will have some people disagreeing with me. So I don't think that's the discussion we should be having. Is this child gifted, whether or not? Because that's never really the answer we want answer the question we want answered. We always want to identify the needs of these children and how to serve those needs. So, well, if you ask me, I want to identify those children for whom the standard curriculum is not sufficient. So, the standard curriculum's in schools.
Well,
and if they need more challenge than those children, I would like to find and serve.
Because I suppose in a way, Sven, it is important to identify. And as you say, we need to meet their needs. We need to look after them. And we make sure they don't get bored or they don't lose
right.
that those skills? I mean, in your experience, you found that sometimes those drawing skills may decrease as they get older.
Right. Right. That's what we're told by parents, that they draw exceptionally detailed at home, and as soon as they enter schools, their drawings will become not at all exceptional. They draw exactly like the rest. So that is what we also thought of when we were assessing those children, 7 to 9 year olds. They went to school for a couple of years already. So that's why we thought we should aim for the younger children too.
Of course.
Well, there's parents everywhere scrambling, pulling pictures off fridges all around Melbourne and Victoria. Sven Mathiesen, PhD candidate and psychologist at Radboud University in the Netherlands and co-author of a study that analyses drawings of young children to assess whether or not they are gifted. Thanks for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sven.
Thank you.
It's just after 7:15. You're